On the afternoon of January 25th, 2002, Kathy Sheflinski drove down I-43 in Ozaukee County with her two children. An encounter with a drunk driver would change Sheflinski's life forever. As part of our series High Tolerance on Wisconsin's relationship with alcohol, Phoebe Petrovic reports on one family bearing the greatest cost of excessive drinking.
That morning, Kathy Sheflinski had taken her son Jake to his five-year checkup, and she held him in her arms when it came time for the shots. That afternoon, Sheflinski drove down the highway, her five-month-old Lauren dozing, Jake counting trucks.
He goes, "Mom, I think I want to take a snooze. Do you mind if I take a snooze?"
Sheflinski said, "Of course not," and Jake nodded off.
In my head, he was asleep. And that's important to me because he couldn't see what was coming.
Sheflinski saw a car coming toward her. It was in the median, then it was in her lane.
Do I stop? Do I play chicken? What do I do?
She turned into the ditch, but the car swerved back into the median, and it T-boned Sheflinski's car. The driver, Wallace Stenzel, had had two martinis that afternoon. His blood alcohol was 0.10, just over the legal limit. Sheflinski rode in the ambulance with Lauren. At the hospital, she found Jake lying on a table, wearing one shoe, his hand ice cold. The doctor told her Jake died instantly. When Sheflinski's husband Bill arrived, she didn't know what to say.
I felt helpless. I looked at him and I said, he didn't suffer.
Doctors decided to transfer Lauren to the Children's Hospital. Bill stayed with Jake and Kathy went with Lauren in the helicopter.
And so as we're flying over the city, all I could think of is Jake would love to be in this helicopter for the right reasons.
When they landed, Lauren was rushed in for another procedure. But eventually doctors said it wasn't working. They asked Sheflinski if she wanted to be with Lauren while she died.
And all you could hear was the machines, the beep, beep, beep. You know, no one was saying a word.
A nurse stepped out of the crowd.
She said, "You know, it's okay. You know, come on up. She can hear you. Talk to her." And I did. And I always would rub her little head. And then I, you know, was holding her hand and rubbing her head. And I said, "It's okay, Lauren. I'm sorry. I couldn't save you. Go home and be with your brother." And then she passed.
The beeping stopped. Sheflinski says Lauren looked like a porcelain doll.
I'm holding my little baby daughter, and she's dead. She felt like 100 pounds. And then my husband showed up, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, "Do you want to hold her?" And of course he cried and sat down and held her and rocked her.
The driver who killed Sheflinski's children, Wallace Stenzel, spent 8 years in prison. Sometimes Sheflinski has to remind herself that her children died 17 years ago.
To me, it was like yesterday, and it's endless.
Sheflinski says she and her husband have struggled with depression and suicidal thoughts, but she also says they made a choice to figure out how to keep living. They had more children, twins named Tommy and Andrea. Sheflinski sought therapy, took antidepressants, and went to church.
I believe I'm going to see them again, and they're with their Heavenly Father, and I pray for peace and understanding and guidance. And I don't know if I didn't have that, how I would be able to go on to the next date.
Sheflinski grew up in Wisconsin. She says she comes from a family of alcoholics, that her father drank himself to death, that her brother served several years in prison for drunk driving after Jake and Lauren died.
The night of the crash, my dad and my brother were drunk in my basement, and I'm sure one of them, if not both of them, drove home.
Addiction is widely recognized as a disease, but Wisconsin's drinking culture is potent. City groundbreakings and baby showers serve kegs. Wisconsin is the only state that classifies first-time drunk driving as a civil offense. Sheflinski refuses to call her collision an accident. She says it was entirely preventable.
How do you kill these cute little kids? I know you didn't mean to. But again, you had two drinks and they cost them their lives.
Jake and Lauren were just two of 292 people killed in alcohol-related crashes in Wisconsin in 2002. More than 4,000 people have died since. Phoebe Petrovic, Wisconsin Public Radio.